Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 1. The Bible says, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy was cleansed. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, and I'll try to be brief, on this thought, not too dirty for Jesus. Not too dirty for Jesus. As we see this story, we see that Jesus has been on the mountain. And I want to say the reason Jesus had the power that he had, the love that he had, the mercy that he had, the grace that he had, the compassion that he had, because he spent a lot of time on the mountain. Amen. He was talking to his Heavenly Father. He was getting to a place where he could commune with God. Amen. When he got that, praise God. God blessed on purpose everywhere he went. Amen. Everywhere he went in the will and the way of God. Amen. I will say glory be to his name. He was on the mountain, the Bible said. I want you to notice tonight, praise God, it's all not a mountaintop experience. Sometimes we got to come down off the mountains. Amen. I'd like to, praise God, I'd like to be on the mountain all the time just shouting her out. I might be, every time we come in the door, praise God, come, and we ought to do that. We're just come in, just praise the Lord. Praise God, not because we feel like it, because we ought to. Amen. Praise the Lord, you get the praise of the Lord, the feeling to come. Amen. I'm telling you what, you can't get the praise of the Almighty God like we serve and don't feel something. Amen. Praise God. I'd rather feel the presence of God, know the presence of God than anything in this world. Amen. It's real, praise God. It's something that you can bank on, you trust in, praise God, that'll encourage your heart. Amen. But we see that Jesus comes down off the mountain, and the Bible says, and behold, there came a leper. Now I want you to notice something. There's nothing too dirty for Jesus. Amen. And so this leper comes to him. Now who was he? Praise God, he was a leper. He was unclean. Amen. He had a disease. A sickness, amen, that had overtaken him. Now leprosy, you know what it does. It begins to affect all your appendages. Amen, you're going to get big old sores on you. Amen, your nose could fall off. Your ears could fall off. Your fingers begin to rot off. And this man come, it said, the Bible says, first of all, he was a leper. He was diseased in his flesh. This old flesh is full of disease. This old flesh can get you down. We're living in a world today, praise God, you can get a disease, you can get a skin infection, praise God, that they can't cure. Only way to get rid of it is to cut off your appendages, to cut off where the disease is. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, there was a day on Calvary, glory be to God, when God cut off sin. Amen. Praise God, he cut off sin when Jesus hung on the cross, bless his holy name, amen, and made a way away from sin. But we see this and who he was. He was a leper. He was the diseased. Amen. That means he had a sickness. It means he was unclean. He was unclean. Amen. He had these old sores all over. That means if he's an unclean person, you couldn't be around those people that were clean. Because if you got around them, you could infect them. They couldn't even go and sleep or lay where you'd been. They couldn't sit where a leper had been. They had special places that they had to be. So who he was? He was a leper. He was diseased. He was unclean. He was separated. Amen. He had to stay away from everybody. Amen. When he was coming up on a crowd, he had to holler out, unclean, 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 so people would move out of the way. And you can see him as he's walking along, and he's all these sores and sicknesses that was upon him. Amen. Maybe fingers and joints are falling off even as he went. Amen. I mean, it was bad. But I want to say, praise God, they sin. Leprosy is a type of sin. And I want to say sin's bad too. Amen. Sin is a sickness, praise God. It draws us in. It makes us unclean. It separates us from the love of God. Amen. And we need to get away from it, praise God. So he was separated. He was shut out from the fellowship. He was separated from fellowship, praise the Lord. I don't want to ever be separated from the fellowship of God. I'm going to stay, praise God, where I can get in that fellowship. But we see this fellow who he was, amen. He was diseased. He was unclean. He was separated, even shut out from the fellowship. Amen. That means you couldn't have family and friends, couldn't come over, couldn't a fellowship, couldn't maybe hug his children, tell them that he loved them. Amen. Praise God. That's kind of the way God is with us. When we're unclean, he can't love on us and like he'd like to, praise God, because that sin that gets in the way. But I won't say there's nothing too dirty for Jesus. Amen. What he had was, he had to be separate. He was also, what he had was incurable. There's no cure for leprosy. Amen. Now they say they've got a vaccine that helps them from getting. Did you know at armadillos, them little armadillos, I think that they carry leprosy? People talk about getting them for pets. And I said, why don't they get them? They're so cute. He said, because they carry leprosy. If you get them, you can get leprosy from those armadillos. But it's uncurable. But he said that this fellow who he was, he was a leper. He had a disease that was uncurable. Amen. Amen. The doctors couldn't help him. Amen. The fish physicians of the land, the physicians of the time, no money could pay him to be better. Amen. This is who he was. This is what he was. He was a leper. Amen. Full of sickness, full of disease, and nobody could help him. He couldn't hang out with folks. Amen. Couldn't have fellowship like we do. Amen. He was shut out, separated. Amen. He was put out by himself. So I won't say, praise God, that's what the devil will do to us if we ain't careful. He'll shut us out by ourselves and think, hey, don't nobody care. Now, it wasn't nobody cared for him. It wasn't nobody loved him, praise God, but because of his condition, amen, they couldn't love on him like they'd like to. Amen. There's a whole lot of folks in the world, praise God, because of their condition, because of their sinfulness, amen. We love them with all our heart, but we can't love them like we'd like to. Amen. Praise God. We have to separate ourselves. But we see what he did. This fellow, he said, behold, there came a leper. He was a leper. That's who he was. But look what he did. Number one, he came to Jesus. Amen. If he's ever going to get any help, praise God, we got to come to Jesus. See, somebody told him that. Said somebody told him up there in Jerusalem. Said, you know what? He said, there's some living waters up there. He said, if you'll get to that fountain of living waters, praise God, it'll give you newness of life. It'll make you whole. It'll make you clean. When you get the washing in those living waters, praise God, it'll make you pure, undefiled. Glory be to God. So the first thing he had to do, what he did, he came to Jesus. Amen. We're living an unclean life. First thing we got to do is recognize where we're at. He had to recognize that he had this old dreadful disease. And before we can be saved, we got to recognize that we're lost. Amen. We got to realize that we need to be saved, that we're unclean. Amen. In the eyes of a holy God. And come to him, praise God, that fountain of living water so he can wash us, praise God, and make us clean in the precious blood of the Lamb. That's the only thing would do it. But not only do you notice that he came to Jesus, but he came unashamedly. Amen. The Bible said Jesus came down the mountain, there was a great multitude there. Can you see the picture? Jesus comes out and there's a great multitude with him as they come down off the mountain. And that leper, he hears that this man Jesus, praise God, he hears about him, hears that he has living water, that he has healing, praise God, in his wings. Amen. Praise God, that where you get up behind him and touch the hem of his garment, praise God, and be made better. Amen. So this leper, he eases up behind there, praise God, and here's this great multitude, glory be to God, but through this great crowd, this leper comes along. And you talk about a parting of the seas. Amen. Unashamedly, praise God. He said, hey, listen. They said, what? He said, can you tell me where Jesus is? Fell over here and he says, hey, he's up there just coming off. He's at the foot of the mountain. Said, thank you, sir. Much obliged. And he goes up through there, that multitude, praise God. I can see that great crowd surrounding the Lord. And that old leper, praise God, he lays his eyes on him. He sees the Lord Jesus Christ. And he goes, hey, unclean, make way, unclean, unclean, unclean. And son, it's just like the parting of the Red Sea. Amen. Glory be to God. Them people begin to spread. They begin to get out of the way. Say, well, preacher, hey, he was supposed to go around. He wasn't supposed to be. Praise God, he did what he needed to do to get to Jesus. Amen. He heard that they was living waters up here in Jerusalem, and he needs some touch on him. Praise God. He's cried unclean, unclean, and the waters parted. Those people spread out, praise God, at great, unashamedly, praise the Lord, he come to Jesus. Amen. I will say, when God, Holy Ghost of God, convicts your heart, shows you're an old sinner, shows you your place, shows you that you're unclean and you need a Savior, praise God, we are to come, Lord Jesus Christ, unashamedly. Amen. I ain't ashamed of the night, praise God, 1976. Glory be to God, when I raised my hand, glory to God, and said, Lord, help me. Amen. I slid in old-fashioned altar, praise God, and said, God, save me by your marvelous grace. Amen. I'm not ashamed of that. The best day of my life, when I realized I was unclean. Amen. The best day of his life was when he realized he was unclean. Amen. You can't save, you realize you lost. Amen. You can't be saved. Did you hear what I said? You can't be saved. You realize you lost. Till you need a Savior. Till you need to be saved. So he came to the Lord Jesus and he came unashamed. But notice how he came. He came worshiping. Amen. He came worshiping and he said, and he worshiped him. He said, oh dear God, Lord Jesus. Amen. I believe that's all he had to say. He just came and said, Lord Jesus. Got up there in his presence. The people had parted. Got up there in the presence, Lord. He said, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, that ain't worship. Yes, that is. Amen. That's worship when we say, Lord Jesus. Because he said, no man can speak lightly in that name. Praise God. He said, Lord Jesus. He worshiped the Lord. Showed him reverence. Praise God. Lifted up his name. Amen. Brought recognition to him. All those other folks standing around might have had some doubts. Somebody might have doubted. Might have wondered who this man was and just come off the mountain. Maybe they were some Johnny-go-latelys, praise God, had just got there. And they're saying, who is that up there? Who is that? That leper comes through, praise God, people parted. And he says, Lord Jesus! Amen. Somebody poked somebody and said, that must be Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, what? Hey, speak quiet. Let's see what he's going to do now. Amen. Marvelous, wonderful works he does. I've heard about him. Amen. Glory be to God. This old fellow, he worshiped him. He reverenced God. Amen. And then he came confessing his needs. And he says, he said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He said, Lord, I'm defiled. His real need, praise God. He said, Lord, I'm not clean. He said, Lord, I need to be cleaned up. Amen. He said, well, preacher, he should have said, I got leprosy. Amen. He said, I'm unclean. Amen. Praise God. How much more could you say than just say, I'm unclean. I'm not fit to be around. I'm not fit for fellowship. I've got to be separated. Amen. He said it all. Praise God. When he came in the presence of the Lord, he said, Lord, here I am. He said, I confess. He said, Lord, I've got a need. I'm unclean. So, Lord, I need to be cleaned up. I wonder what happened. I wonder what happened if we, every time we come to the house of God, we'd bow our head where we're at, or we'd come to the altar and say, Lord, clean me up. Amen. Amen. Lord, clean me up. I've been out there in the world. I've got defiled. You say, preacher, you get lost. No. We just need to be cleaned up. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The Lord said, hey, listen. He said, he told the disciples, he said, you've been down. He said, hey, if you've been down to the bathhouse, he said, you ever went clean. He said, if you've been saved, you're saved. But he said, that daily defilement, that walk from the bathhouse to your house, praise God, needs to be cleaned off. Amen. That's why I said we need to pray for each other. That's that washing each other's feet. Maybe doing it with tears because of the defilement that gets on us in this world. And we need to come, praise God, before God and say, oh God, I'm unclean. Amen. But I'm glad there's nothing too dirty for Jesus. Amen. Listen to me. Listen to me. There's nothing too dirty for Jesus. Amen. If sin has got you and trying to drag you off, if sin has got you to do things, say things, act out in ways that you shouldn't have acted, praise God, there's nothing that's too dirty for Jesus. Amen. The devil's got you in some kind of sinfulness. God wants to bring you out of that. Amen. All you got to do is say, Lord, I'm unclean. Amen. Lord, I need you to clean me up. Amen. I need to be washed. Need to be made whole. Praise God. This fellow come. He come with confession. Come with reverence. He said, make me clean, Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. He acknowledged his condition. He acknowledged that he needed to be cleaned up. I wonder why we can't do that. Why can't we just acknowledge that we need cleaned up every now and then? Amen. We go out in the job. We go out in the workplace. We go out in this world, praise God, and we get defiled. We get defilement on us. We get in places and predicaments where we oughtn't to be. And we need to pray every day. Say, Lord, clean me up. How did he get help? He got help when he realized that he had a condition. Amen. He recognized his condition. And he asked the Lord help him. Amen. And listen to what he was. Not only did he come confessing, but he come believing. Amen. He already had in his mind, praise God, that God could. Amen. Hey, listen, child of God, if you've been born again with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you've got to remember today that God can. Amen. He can. He wants to. He wants to clean us up. He said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. Amen. He said, come unto me. Amen. All you weary and heavy laden, and I'll help you. I'll take that load, that burden off of you. I'll swap with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what he did. But he came believing. He said, if thou wilt. Amen. Notice what he said. He said, if thou wilt, thou canst. Amen. Amen. He said, Lord, if you will. Amen. He said, I'm unclean, I'm filthy, I'm defiled. But said, Lord, if you will, you can clean me up. Amen. He said, if thou wilt. Praise God, make me clean. Amen. He said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He came believing. Amen. See, if we're going to ever receive, he said, if we ask believing, we can receive. Amen. If we ask believing that God can, praise God, he can. Amen. If we ask believing that God can, he will. Amen. He'll do it. He'll do it in his way. He won't only do it in our, always do it in our way. But praise God, he'll do it. Praise God, for bring him glory. So he realized, amen, he came believing. He said, if thou wilt, Lord, thou canst make me whole. Amen. He said, Lord, he said, hey, listen, I'm undone, I'm wicked, I'm unclean, I'm separated. He said, but if you, he said, if thou wilt. He said, Lord, it's up to you. I believe you can. Thou canst. He said, I know you can, Lord. He said, I know you can, Lord. He said, I know you can take this defilement. He said, I know you can take this sinfulness out of my life. Amen. He said, I know, Lord, you can take this alcohol. Amen. And Lord, if you will, I know you can. Lord, I know you can take this drug addiction. Lord, I know you can. Lord, I think you can take this profanity, praise God. Amen. I know you can. Lord, I believe, I know, Lord, you can take me out of this fornication. Lord, I know you can. Amen. Lord, I know you can take me out of this sinfulness, praise God. This adultery, praise God. I know you can. Amen. Amen. Praise God. What do you say? I said, you say, I'm unclean. I'm unclean. But I want to say there's nothing too unclean for God. There's nothing too unclean for Jesus. He's able to take the most vile thing and clean it up. Praise God for His glory. Amen. He said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Amen. He said, I know you can. Amen. But how many times do we pray? How many times do we pray and said, Lord, this, you know, I got this thing. It's going on in my life. It's saying it's messing up my fellowship with you. Lord, I need something, God. I need some help. But we never say, Lord, I know you can help me. God, I know you can take this and get it out of my life. I know you can help me to put that behind me, praise God. Repent and never turn back to it. Amen. I believe you can. But how many times do we pray believing that we might receive? Believing this old leper. I mean, people, parts are, I mean, things are falling off. Things all rotten and putrefied. Sores all over him. Maybe all over his face, his ears, his head, his nose. Big old sores on him all over. Jesus looking at him. That old sickness that he was in. Vile and disgusting. But amen, and when Jesus looked on him, he didn't see the vileness and he didn't see the disgust in him. Praise God, all he seen was an old sinner that needed to be saved. Amen. He saw somebody, praise God. He was not too dirty for Jesus. We ain't careful, we'll look down our nose at folk come church. Because they don't look like us and dress like us and smell like us. We'll say, well, they ain't fit for church. Amen. Praise God, I want to say Jesus never looked down his nose on them. Praise God, what'd he do? He gave them a hand up. Encouraged them. Amen. Gave them a different attitude. They went out there with a higher sense that somebody cares for me. Amen. Praise God, I say everybody that comes in these doors, they ought to go out of here saying, buddy, them people at Stony Fort Baptist Church care about me. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because Jesus did. There's nothing unclean. Too unclean for him. He couldn't clean it up. Amen. Glory be to God. That's what he did. So we've seen what he did. You see what he received. Amen. The Bible said that Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. Amen. You see that touch of God? You see the Lord Jesus Christ, and he reached out and he identified with this old sinner. He identified, praise God, with this one that was eat up, and he was this one that had that leprosy. Had that junk all over his body. He was totally consumed, praise God, with sickness. But Jesus reached down and he touched him. He identified with that old sinner. Amen. You remember the night, the day, the evening, the month, the year, praise God, when Jesus reached down where you were and he identified with you. Amen. Praise God. He reached down and he touched you, praise God, in your sinfulness. While you as a sinner, while we were yet sinners. Praise God. While we were yet sinners, he was reaching down those hands of compassion, that heart of love, and he was a-touching us. What was he doing? He was identifying with us. Amen. He that knew no sin, praise God, would become sin. So that he would know the feeling of our infirmities. How do you know, preacher? Because he had touched the sin that was in the world. But yet he knew no sin. Amen. See, we ain't lucky as him. We aren't as great as him. He's almighty. Amen. He could reach down, literally touch the sin. Amen. Praise God. And not be defiled. Because he was perfect. Perfect man and perfect God. But amen, we get in this old world. In this old world, this sinfulness, it defiles us. We get it on us, don't we? Amen. And if we ain't careful, we'll wear it. Praise God. And sometimes I think we try to wear it out. But usually what it does, it wears us out. Amen. But if we'll let Jesus, if we'll do like this old fellow with leprosy, realize, praise God, that he is a God. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that fountain of living water, a place that we can get to in our sinfulness, praise God, and he'll touch us. Amen. He'll identify with us. Amen. He'll begin to relate to us. Amen. In all his glory, his magnificence. And then the Bible said that Jesus spoke these words. And he said, I will. Amen. Be thou clean. Amen. Not only did he identify with him, but he was illuminating him. Amen. He was lighting up his life. Amen. Glory be to God. When Jesus spoke those words, amen, that illuminating words of the power of God came to where he was. He had identified with him. Praise God. And then he lit him up. Amen. Amen. That's what he did. Praise God. He touched him. And when he did, praise God, he was lit up with God. How do you know, preacher? Because I can't get touched with him without getting lit up. Amen. Something turns on in me, praise God, whenever Jesus touches me. There's an illumination, praise God, and it shines through my soul. Amen. Why? Because he identifies with me. He illuminates me. His word speaks to my heart and my uncleanness and my unworthiness. He reaches down and he touches me. He said, son, it's going to be all right. Amen. Glory be God, and glory fills my soul. Amen. Praise God. Not only did he identify with him, he had illuminated him. He reached down, he said, I will. Praise God. He said, I will. He said, "Be thou clean." Amen. Not only did he touch him, not only was his word there, but pray God that power. Remember what we talked about this morning? Amen. That power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That brings salvation. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, "I will be thou clean." Amen. He said, "What happened?" Well, because of that identification and because that illumination, praise God, he brought salvation. Amen. Glory be to God. There was a cleanness. Amen. It didn't start on the outside. Amen. Did you hear what I said? That old leper got a cleanness, praise God. It didn't start on the outside. It started on the inside. Amen. That identification, that illumination, praise God, started on the inside and it worked its way out. And when it got out to them old crooked bent up fingers and toes and ears and nose, by the time it worked its way out, by the time it got out to the ends, he was pretty messed up. Amen. But praise God, as that identification began to give way to illumination, amen, that salvation began to take place, and those things began to mend themselves. And those old things that was bent and maimed and wounded and falling apart began to be healed. And he could you imagine? Can you imagine that old leper? No telling how long he's had this. He knew he had it long enough. He knew he needed some help. Probably done went everywhere else he could go. Nobody could help him. He was about to run out of hope. But somebody said, "Sir, have you considered Jesus?" "Huh?" He said, "Jesus. You know, Jesus of Nazareth."
Amen. Amen.
Said, "I heard that he's in the healing business." He said, "Yeah, but you don't understand. The reason I'm talking to you around this wall is because I'm eat up. I've got leprosy. There's no help. There's no hope." He said, "Well," he said, "sir, I can't see your situation, but they said he's coming down off the mountain this evening. And so I believe if you just get over there where he is." He said, "I heard that when he goes up on the mountain, he gets in touch with his father." And I said, "And I heard that when he comes down off the mountain, he's got all kind of help to give." Amen. He said, "Why don't you see if you can get up there this evening and catch him when he comes down off the mountain?" So that old leper, he takes a step that way. See, that's all God asked. Amen. He said, there's no one, there's nobody that's too dirty for Jesus. Amen. All you got to realize is that you need to be cleaned up. Amen. There's nothing you've done that can defile you so much. Jesus can't clean you up. But you got to take a step toward Him. Now, I'm not talking about some kind of foul spirit. Yeah, okay, God bless me if you can. No, I'm saying taking a step, trusting in the Lord, praise God, that He can cleanse you and make you clean. Amen. He said, "I will be thou." He didn't say whole. He said, because see, there was some work need to be done from the inside out. He said, "Be thou clean." Amen. And all the defilement began to pour out of him. Glory be to God. Can you just imagine? He stood there and he seen those appendages, seen those hands, those arms, he seen, praise God, what he could see began to be made clean. Those putrefying sores, those rottening sores on his hands and all over his body, praise God, they began to be made clean. Amen. They just begin, his skin began to be made whole again. Amen. How do you know? Because Jesus said, in one place there, Jesus said, "Now don't say nothing about this.
Just go up there to the priest and make the offering know that the law requires. And so let's just keep this between me and you. Amen. No reason for this to get out. I said, the Bible said he went up there and he broadcast it tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. Praise God. Got up on top of the mountain and said, I'm clean. Praise God. Amen. I'm clean. Wonder what happened. I'm going to say this. There's nobody too dirty for Jesus. But I just wonder tonight if we come out, I mean, we just come humbly before God and say, God, I'm unclean. I'm filthy. I'm dirty. Cleanse me, Lord. I believe if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Amen. God, I want you to. I believe that you can. I know you can. Make me clean. Let me start today fresh and new. A new body, a new form, a new attitude. Let me start that. You say, well, preacher, you just don't know how I am. You know how dirty I am. You don't know how filthy I am. You don't know what I've done. You don't know how I act, how I react. Yeah, I do. You're flesh just like me. If we get on our face before God, worship Him, amen. Say, Lord. See, you make that connection. You say, Lord, I'm dirty. I need to be cleaned up. I need to be refreshed. I need to be illuminated. I need to be charged up. God, if thou wilt, if you will, Lord, you can do the job. You can do it right now. God, I'll let you. I'll trust you. I make myself available. Go work on me, Lord. Amen. Oh, the devil says, oh, but you're so dirty. You're defiled. You've done this or you've done that. Praise God. I won't say God says, listen, you're not too dirty for Jesus. Just come. Man, you say, well, preacher, I don't know about that. This leper didn't know about it either. But somebody said, hey, listen, there's a man called Jesus of Nazareth. He's up there, amen, and he's cleaning people up. Amen. Well, listen, there's a little old preacher up here tonight. And he's saying, there's a man called Jesus of Nazareth. And he's up here at Stony Fork Baptist Church, and he's cleaning people up. Amen. Getting us ready for glory. Making us where we can praise Him and worship Him like we should. And He's speaking to us tonight. He's saying, come. Come. Come unto me. Amen. Come to me. Amen. He's trying to draw a crowd. He said, bless the little children and forbid them not to come unto me. He's saying to us tonight, church, He's saying, just come to me. Let me clean you up. Let me take that defilement. Let me take that that's hindering you. Let me make you clean. Wouldn't you like to go out of here tonight clean, refreshed, smiling with joy in your soul? Amen. Well, why don't you come tonight and let Jesus touch you? And if He touches you, praise God, He'll illuminate you. And praise God, He'll save you from that dread that you're carrying around. And He'll deliver you from all that. But we got to come to Him with faith, just like that leper, and say, Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. Stand to your feet.